Hi, everyone. I'm Holly Ehrlich, your show host, and you're listening to NewlywedCast, only on Wedding Podcast Network. Today is a very, very special NewlywedCast because it is dedicated to Jenny. Why dedicated to Jenny? Because she is one of Wedding Podcast Network's loyal listeners that has been writing into me over the past few months. But first, I really would like to introduce our featured guest today, our recently married bride, Amy. Welcome, Amy, to the show.
Hello. Thank you.
Thank you so much for being here with us today. I really want to tell all of our listeners today how we actually found you, because you're all the way. Tell everyone where we're talking to you from today. Where are you based?
I'm from Spokane, Washington.
Okay. And we're recording to you from the East Coast, and you're out on the West Coast, and we're real excited about having you. But what I want to tell everybody is that Jenny had contacted me via email through our listener feedback. And this is one of my most exciting parts of this working on Wedding Podcast Network is actually when we hear and we connect with our listeners. And Jenny had written in, I don't even know if you know this, Amy, but she had written in, originally she had contacted me back in May when she was helping her roommate plan for her wedding. And she had asked about video advice, and we had told her we had a great video show up. Then she contacted me again a few months later, and she says to me, you know, I'm really interested in fitness, and she's not a bride, which I found actually very interesting, you know, someone not a bride, right? And she says, but I like to listen to the podcast anyway during my work day. And she said she was recently in a bridesmaid in her friend's wedding, and she was asking about, you know, fitness advice, which we have a great wedding workout show for anybody, you know, whether you're single, engaged, or married. But then one of my most favorite emails comes across the way. And it was a few months ago, and she writes to me, greetings from Alaska again. I was wondering if I can request that my best friend, who is getting married at the end of October, to be interviewed for a NewlywedCast. I have known her ever since I can remember, and about 6 years ago, I moved to what seems like another continent. And I am very sad to say that I cannot attend this wonderful moment with her because I just cannot afford the ticket. My parents are going in my stead, I'm hoping, but I still feel like a very bad best friend. I know that she would love to talk about her wedding planning and honeymoon in Italy because she has a very bubbly personality. Plus, I would love to hear more about it for myself. I've only got bits and pieces here and there. This would mean so much to me, and I hope her as well. I've attached both of our contact information in case it's considered. Thank you for putting out new podcasts. It's helped me in planning with my roommate's wedding, and I'm storing info for whenever that day comes my way. Always, Jenny from the frozen north. And then she gave me your contact information. And then she also emails me a couple of days later again, and she says to me, between going through school, working about three jobs at one point, volunteering at the fire department, I don't know where she found the time to plan the wedding and so on. And I have to tell you, she said that she had asked you first if you would be interested in participating. And obviously you said yes, because here you are. And I can't tell you, I have the chills and I'm so happy I got to share that with you. And I know Jenny's going to be thrilled that you got to hear those emails firsthand. Those emails have meant so much to me, Jenny. This NewlywedCast is dedicated to you. And what's really great, Amy, is that not only Jenny is going to hear about your special plans for your wedding, is that anyone who couldn't attend is going to be able to hear this and join in the celebration and relive the moment all over with you again. So thank you so much for being part of this special, special podcast.
Thank you.
So Amy, tell us just a little bit, because just with Jenny, you know, how long do you know her? Because she said like since you're a little girl. So just tell us a little bit about your relationship with Jenny, and then we'll get on to more about you and Chris.
Jenny and I, oh my gosh, we've known each other since as long as I can remember as well. I remember riding down to her house, you know, skinned at knees and toes on my little banana bike with streamers coming off the handlebars. And just all through grade school, all through middle school, she did move away back in middle school. She still lived in the same Spokane area, but we weren't able to just walk down the street and see each other, as, you know, just like we wanted back in the day. But we've still connected. We've still been able to keep in touch with each other. And she's just one of those people that are really, really hard to come by in a friend.
Well, you guys are really lucky to have each other. And, you know, it's really cool is that friends are so important in this planning process, especially for a woman, right? We really count on our friends. And I know that she...
Oh, definitely.
You know, so why don't you tell us, let's start a little bit at the beginning. How did you meet Chris?
I met Chris, actually. I went through medical training through one of the ambulance companies that I used to live by up in Deer Park. And I became originally interested in the fire department, and I went through my EMT training, which is an emergency medical technician, through the company that he worked at. And I was dating somebody at the time, and he was like ridiculously persistent in asking me to go on a date with him, and I kept on turning him down. And of course, because I had a significant other at the time, and things didn't work out between that person and I, and Chris, who was a paramedic, he just stuck to me almost. I can't really explain it. And he's one of those people that where you can actually say that opposites do attract. You know, we have a lot of interest in what we do in our jobs. I'm a firefighter and the ILS tech, and he's a paramedic. He's been doing that for like 10 years. But he's just not my type, which was really kind of odd. But he is incredible in just about everything. And I ended up finally saying yes to him, and we went on our first date, and just things grew from there.
So how long did you date before he proposed?
You're going to think I'm crazy. Only 9 months.
No, I don't, because actually, no, because guess what? For me, it was only six months. But you're a little younger than me, right? Because younger than me when I got proposed to, I mean. How old are you?
I'm actually 28.
Oh, so guess what? That's how old I was when I was proposed to. So you were 27 when you were proposed to.
Yes.
Right? And, okay, so you were dated for 9 months, and I think that's great. And I think when you're a little older, I think you really know who you want to be with. So he proposes. How did he propose?
Actually, I work for a company called AISA, which is Inland Empire Emergency Services here in the Spokane area. And they do medical standbys for a lot of different events, like Special Olympics. We do a lot of for games and stuff like that that come to Spokane. And we also do movie shoots. And I was at a place up north called Priest River, which is kind of in between Sandpoint, Idaho, and kind of up there in that northern part of the area. And we had wrapped up one night, and I was at a pub called iCards, and I hadn't seen Chris in like 3 or 4 days, and he calls me up, and he's like, "What are you doing?" Oh, I told him I was out having some drinks with some friends, and I was actually where I was at. I was about two hours away from where he was at. And he surprised me by driving all the way up there. He got there in 45 minutes out of 2 hours, which is kind of scary. I don't want to know how fast he was driving. But he shows up and completely surprised. I had no idea he was coming up there. And for my birthday in July that year, he had given me a promise ring at the ski mountain over here called Silver Mountain. And I had it on my ring finger, and he was kind of playing with it. And
what is a promise ring? I mean, is it just a special ring that he gave you saying that one day we're going to be together forever and ever?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, it's basically saying I'm committed to you, and there's more than this that's coming.
Okay, well, what does it look? I mean, is something you chose? Because I think this is a nice idea for a guy.
He did it. It was a complete surprise when he did it for my birthday. I had no idea.
Okay, so that
absolutely
was only
no clue.
Was that only a few? And that was after how long of being together that he gave the promise ring to you?
That was at 6 months.
Okay. Okay, so we still have another 3 months to go, but okay. So then he's about to surprise you at the pub that you're at, right?
Yes, and he takes my ring my promise ring and puts it on my left hand. And he's like, he asked me what I was doing for the next 50 years of my life. And I'm like, oh, no. And, of course, you know, I kind of played dumb just to see if he would actually say it. Because after he said that, I kind of knew something was going to happen.
You mean as soon as he moved the ring?
Yes. Yeah. So,
so that's so nice.
I was like, I didn't know. I don't know what I'm going to do. That's kind of a broad question. And then he kind of did the whole manly thing, and he kind of grabbed my shirt and just lightly pulled me to him and asked me to marry him. And I almost fell off my bar stool.
Oh, that is so sweet. That is so sweet.
And I kind of sat there for a moment, and he said, I need an answer because I'm getting a little nervous because it, you know, had 10, 15 minutes had passed by, and I said yes. And then I...
Were you happy? Were you happy with the? Would this be like? Were you happy with the way he proposed and how he decided to do what he did?
Yeah, I was. Yes.
Okay, good.
Because it wasn't like he got on his knee and did the whole, you know, traditional. It was just.
It was real.
I don't know.
And it was real.
Yeah, and it was like 2 o'clock in the morning. He calls his dad at 2 o'clock in the morning and says, "Oh, she said yes."
So that's. So that put the wheels in motion, huh? So
yeah.
So how many months did you pick? What was like the first thing that you wanted to do other than call everybody and scream to the world that you're like so excited that you're going to get married? What what was the first thing? Did you pick a date first?
Not right away. We did the next morning. We went to breakfast on the way home because that was my last day working for the movie shoot. And we... stopped for breakfast in Sandpoint, and we just started going through, and we just decided on October 27th as the date.
Okay.
It gave us.
So you were engaged for how long until your wedding day?
Almost about 11 months.
Okay, so almost a year you had to plan your wedding. Did you? So you picked a date, and then you picked a place next. What was the next thing?
Once we picked the date. You know, it nothing really came really fast to me because I'm really picky. I think I went through to find a venue. I think I visited at least 10 different places.
Do you really not? Do you think you're alone? Do you not think that? Okay, I'm very picky too, but you know what? I think that when it comes to a wedding day, you become even more pickier than you ever knew you were.
Oh yes,
because this is going to be your place.
Mm-hmm.
So you okay? So I'm keep on going.
So it took me a while to figure that out. The wedding dress, I was really excited.
Did you have any? Did you have any idea of what you wanted?
I didn't. I figured that pretty much that when I saw it, that it would have hit me.
Well, what did you use? Did you look at a lot of magazines? What were your resources that you used with regard to the wedding gown?
Just my own sense of style, I guess.
Oh.
I didn't really have any outside. I went to a lot of different
shops.
Yeah, I went to a lot of different wedding shops, and I tried on, oh my gosh, at least 85 different dresses.
Oh, so it didn't come right away.
No, it didn't. And some of those dresses were actually a retry.
Did you go yourself? Did you go with anybody, or you went yourself?
The first time that I went with my niece, and she ended up being one of my bridesmaids.
Okay.
And her and I went by ourselves. I tried on a couple dresses and kind of got an idea of what I wanted. I originally didn't want a strapless dress, but I did end up getting a strapless, which is surprisingly, they're actually fairly comfortable. So,
What did you end up getting? Was it a specific designer?
It was more of like a homemade. It was like a Casablanca, like from the 1950s design.
So more of a vintage feel.
Yeah, it was more of a vintage, vintage design.
Okay, but by Casablanca.
Mm-hmm.
And you bought it at a local shop by you?
Yes.
And so you finally decide the gown. And did you decide the place by this point?
I had an idea, approximately about where and you know what venue I wanted to go through. We were looking for more of like an Italian styled wedding.
Okay.
And the place, there's a hotel here in Spokane called the Hotel Lusso, which is very much Italian styled. Chris's family is half Italian, so it's something that I really wanted to
incorporate into the day.
Yeah, kind of honor in that respect, and that's kind of where we ended up going.
Does everybody live in this Spokane area?
Yes, most of Chris's family does. I do have one brother who lives in Idaho, but majority of my family lives here as well.
So most people would be local. And mm-hmm. about how many people ended up coming to the wedding?
We had approximately 140 people.
Oh, so that's a nice-sized wedding. What about, so you wanted it to have a reflection of his heritage and mm-hmm. and some traditional elements. So is this the place that you ended up, you know, you started telling me about? Is that where you ended up having the wedding?
For, an Italian wedding? Yes.
So what is the name of it again?
The Hotel Lusso.
Okay. And so were people able, did anyone stay at the hotel as well? Or
we did. We were actually able to, which is quite funny. We had a lot of connections when planning our wedding.
Like who?
The manager at the hotel was a friend of Chris's that he did knee surgery on back when he was in high school when he was also doing his internship. He actually did knee surgery on the manager of the Hotel Lusso. And we had a friend who was into photography, and she ended up doing a photography for us. And then the DJ was also a very good friend of ours who did that for us.
So you were in very good hands.
Huh?
You were in very good hands.
Yes, yes. We had a lot of really good resources that were very close to us.
Did you work with any event planner with any of this?
You know, I tried. I tried for 3 weeks, and
you had hired someone to work with you?
Yes. Yeah. My mother-in-law actually offered to do that for me, pay for a wedding coordinator. And it was just so hard. I knew what I had in mind, but I didn't know what it was. And I couldn't really come to a consensus with these wedding coordinators, and it was driving me nuts. I was having anxiety. I couldn't sleep at night. They were having conflicts with my pastor. It was just, I could feel that it wasn't going to work out. Like, they were planning the wedding that they wanted and not necessarily the wedding that I wanted.
Well, you know, it's quite frankly, that's not something I've typically heard from event planners. So that's disappointing. But obviously you had to do what was best for you and your plans.
Mm-hmm.
So you decided not to work with a coordinator. Did you work with anyone, you know, with regard to helping you plan the wedding? Or did you mostly do it, you and Chris?
It was just mostly us. I mean, I did have the help with my sister-in-law. She did all my wedding invitations.
Oh, that's great.
Which was great. I mean, we went to Michael's, picked up the, you can buy the actual packet so you can make your own cards. And they look really nice, very professionally done. She did those. A very, very dear friend of ours, Connie, she did our wedding cake. And she's done wedding cakes before in the past for her friends and family and for her own daughters. And it's just phenomenal.
Did you have input with it? Did you choose the filling and the way it would look?
I did. We went together to Michael's. We picked out the flowers and the colors and everything like that together.
So Michael's was a really good resource for you guys.
It was a really great resource for us. That's where
because you were able to do some do-it-yourself things, more affordable mm-hmm. things, and also to be able to do exactly what you wanted.
Yes.
So that's.
And we decided we didn't want to do a traditional unity candle, and so we decided to unite sand. And
you both poured in sand. Tell us what mm-hmm. you did. Tell us about that, because that sounds like a wonderful idea for other couples out there to do.
Basically, well, over at Michael's, they have very many different vases, And basically what we did is that we got two smaller, or what they call hurricanes, or just glass.
Mm-hmm.
You can use them for candles or anything like that. And we just picked up certain colors of sand. Chris and I just went together and picked up sand together, different colors that we liked. And we just layered them in the hurricanes. And then we had a taller hurricane that we had picked up river rocks that we wanted to symbolize the foundation of our relationship and how we felt for each other. And then when you put the sand together, it brings together like this collage of different swirled colors of the sand, and that's what resembled our life together.
And how did
being built together.
And how did you pour in the sand?
Just together.
And
we had different layers. We had different layers of colors for each one of ours, and then we just poured them together, simultaneously together.
Did something in particular inspire you to do this?
I wanted it to be original. I didn't want anything. I wanted it to be ours, basically. I didn't want, you know, the same thing that everybody else wanted. I wanted something that was going to be ours and something that I can, you know, show and for people to see
so,
what we did during our ceremony.
Right, because you're able to really visualize it other than just lighting the candle. What other original ideas did you bring to your special day?
Well, we wanted to do our own vows, and we did write our own vows. Unfortunately, I think our pastor was, he was a great, great pastor, but I think he kind of forgot about it. we were going to do our own vows, and then in turn he had forgotten about it, and then we did the traditional vows. But on our honeymoon, we went ahead and told each other our vows that we had written for each other at
that
time.
Did you do it someplace special when you were on your honeymoon, telling each other the vows?
It was, we were in our apartment. We had rented an apartment when we were on our honeymoon.
Which, by the way, everybody, that was in Rome, Italy, right?
Yes.
Oh, sounds fabulous.
I should recommend anybody, if you want to go to Rome, it's like the best place ever to ever honeymoon at.
Well, that's a great testimonial because Italy, you know, I mean, it just everything about it, right? The culture, the food, the architecture, the art. It's just, and the romance.
And when you feel there, when you land there and when you're just there, you just, it's completely different. It feels like you're not even on the same planet. You're like in this place that has so much history in it. And the people there are so nice. And we never spoke very good Italian, but we got around very, very well.
Well, that's good to know.
So
you said your vows at the hotel room.
Yes, we said our vows there. We were drinking some wine.
Did you write them yourself?
Yes, we did.
Okay.
So we were drinking Italian wine, of course. And during the time that we went, it was kind of like a people's holiday. We were there for 9 days. And it was just this huge holiday, and when we were saying the vows, there were firecrackers and everything like that going on.
So there was a whole
so
there was a whole celebration.
Yes.
So what a special, special memory. What do you feel was the biggest challenge planning your wedding? Were there any surprises that happened along the way?
My biggest challenge, there was some surprises. We had a really hard time trying to figure out how to do our invitations. Every time we would print them, our printer would break.
Mm. Murphy's
and,
Law.
So I was hoping that wasn't a sign, but it worked out. We were able to get them printed and sent out on time. We were really stressed on time. So that was one of the stressors that I was dealing with. You know, I can't really say there was just this one big thing that was detrimental.
Was there anything you would have done differently?
Probably not.
Well, that's the best thing I like to hear. Because that meant it was the day of your dreams. Tell us a little bit about your bridal party.
Well, my matron of honor was my sister-in-law, Vicky. And
now, is that, you have a sister also, though?
Yes, I do. And
just, well, how many siblings do you have?
Oh, gosh, I have 10.
You're kidding.
No.
Come on.
I have.
And where were you? Where were you in the 10?
I'm the baby.
You're the baby. Is everybody else married?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. The 10th baby. Oh, my goodness. Wait a second. And how many does Chris have?
He has one sister.
Okay.
So, and he's the oldest.
Okay. So were they all part of the bridal party?
Yes. His sister was one of my bridesmaids.
Okay. But, oh, your sister-in-law then is one of your brother's wives?
Yes.
Okay. Now, that must have been very hard to choose. How did you choose that?
I chose my sister-in-law. I've known her. Well, actually, she's known me. I should reverse that. She's known me for a very long time. Her and my oldest brother had been dating even before I was born.
Oh, because there's a pretty big age gap between you and your oldest brother.
Yes. He's almost 50. And,
wow.
I've never seen her in a wedding. So, you know, I've seen my sister in 3 or 4 weddings, and she's just been a really good person to my brother.
So that was a really special honor for her. She must have been feel very privileged to be to be standing by your side.
Yeah.
So that's so okay. So I'm sorry. So tell. I'm glad we got to reveal a little bit about your family life, because that's very interesting when someone only has, you know, one sibling on one side and 9 on the other. So
it's interesting.
Okay, and I know you had a flower girl and a ring bearer, right? They were family members as well. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, Jacob and Kylie. They are brothers and brother and sister, and they are my middle brother's 2 children. And surprisingly, it was a small stressor, but my mom calls me up the day of the wedding, along with my sister-in-law, who is my brother Eric's wife, the father of these 2 children, and they're telling me that she can't come because she's sick at home throwing up. So, and it was really weird. I just kind of sat there, and I'm like, okay. Well, we'll figure it out. And I just laid there still in bed, didn't freak out or didn't. I just knew something was going to happen that, you know, whether good or bad, it would be fixed, you know.
What a great attitude you had. All brides should be listening to that. Whatever's going to happen is going to happen, right?
It's going to happen.
And the most important thing is that you were going to end up, you know, Mrs. Cato, right?
Exactly.
So, okay. So did she end up walking down the aisle?
She did. She really wanted, she didn't want to miss out on it. So.
Because she's how old?
She's 7 and her brother's 9.
Oh, how nice. So that's always when children walk down the aisle, it's always so, you know, smiles ear to ear.
Yes.
So and did everybody in the bridal party, did you decide what they're going to wear? Or how did you do the attire for the bridal party?
I basically gave them a color.
What was that?
It's called Chianti.
Okay, so in a reddish family.
Yeah, it's kind of like a burgundy, but it's more purplish, burgundy.
Like the wine. We're talking Italian wine. Exactly. We're keeping like with Chianti. The theme. Right?
Exactly. Right. No pun intended, but actually kind of, yeah.
Right? No, it's the truth. That was the color that you chose. That must have been very beautiful and striking.
So I basically told them, I don't care what style, I don't care if you go strapless, short, long, you can wear, I wasn't picky, you can wear whatever style you want.
So wait a second, you said earlier in the interview that you were picky, but when it came to this, you wanted to give people a little bit more freedom.
Yeah, I wanted them to, I didn't want, like I wanted something of my own, I wanted an original wedding. There were some things that I was super picky about, but this, I didn't want everybody wearing a uniform. Okay, I wanted them to wear something that's going to bring something out in them in the wedding.
And it ultimately did it?
Mm-hmm.
It did. And what else were you very, very picky about then? Besides Chris. And, and how picky was Chris with you? Because was Chris, you know, very picky too, or is he just, he was a good listener and he was a good support system and he did whatever you told him? And what's what were you picky about, and what did Chris help you with the planning?
He did a lot of the planning of the honeymoon, so when it came to anything else at the wedding, he was kind of
whatever you want.
Yes, dear. Yes, honey. Okay, we can do that. We can do this. And
okay. Were you, okay with that?
Yeah. And I went to him for advice and everything like that. And he said, you know, whatever is going to make you happy, I'm going to support you in your choice. So if you want to do this, or if you, you know, if whatever you want to do that's going to make you feel better or feel happy, or is going to make this process for us go smoother, then do it. And I did.
So that's really fabulous. So wow, that's just so great. So was there anything else, you know, that was in particular that you want to share with everybody, and especially Jenny, you know, about your wedding day?
That it wasn't the same without her. It was a great wedding.
Was there anyone else? Was there anyone else who couldn't come? You know, were there a lot of people that couldn't come, or was she one of the few people, unfortunately, that couldn't?
She was one of the biggest people that I really wanted there.
She's going to cry now. You're going to make her cry. Okay.
But having her parents there, it was nice, but it still wasn't the same.
Because really, old friends are the best friends. And
exactly.
Especially a childhood friend, because I certainly feel that way. You have a lot of history with someone, you know, and so many fond memories, and you like them to be a witness for this. What is your best advice that you can give other brides?
To relax and breathe and to not freak out if things don't go your way. Because things never always went my way. And it took a long time to get everything figured out, but it does. It figures itself out. If it's really actually meant to be, if the wedding and the marriage is really actually meant to last and to stay for a long time, it'll work itself out. Because if you don't, you're going to go crazy. You will. You will literally lose your hair and go crazy if you don't let it do what it needs to do.
So Chris was primarily your main support system, or mm-hmm. or were all the parents and the whole family? You know, who did you mostly turn to when you really thought you've just, you know, were at wit's end?
When I was really in a tough spot, I called Jenny. And she tried giving me advice. She would go online and...
Well, she seems
sure
to be...
I'm sure she went on Chris's website.
Well, let me tell you something. She's... Huh? I can't get over. Because the fact that she's not a married person, she seems to be an incredible resource for brides everywhere. So I may have to start at putting Jenny on our board. You know, if anyone has any wedding questions, they can start emailing Jenny. Because she really is an incredible resource. You know, I mean, for instance, like other than talking to Jenny, was there any other place that you went to? Did you go to any websites while you were planning your wedding? Were there any ones in particular? Or I mean,
I didn't. You know, I bought magazines and I tried going on some of the wedding sites and stuff, but mostly it was just for ideas. But for the real support, for actually the emotional support, I just basically went to her.
Well, Jenny, and you were very lucky, like I said earlier in the show. I also want to let everybody know that that Amy is actually at the fire station volunteering as we speak, right?
Yes.
We heard a little noise earlier. And but that's okay. I wanted everyone to know that she's actually is a firefighter, and we had to delay even the phone call a little bit because she had to go help someone who fell down. Right. So you came to the rescue, and I am. So you might have to tell her now that she, the person that you helped, now she should tune in because she should know that you were a star today. You are a star bride. Well, thank you so much, Amy. And thank you so much, Jenny. And like I said, the show is dedicated to Jenny. And if anyone wants to be on Newlywed Cast, you know, any brides out there, please either email us feedback@thewpn.com. That's feedback@thewpn.com. Or call us on our listener hotline, 800-882-1259. Please visit WeddingPodcastNetwork.com. Visit our marketplace with some really great resources and all of our other great programming and other great bride stories. But this one today was an incredibly special treat. Thank you so much, Amy, for being with us.
Well, thank you.
And it's been wonderful having you. And thank you so much for sharing your story. I'm Holly Ehrlich, your show host. You've been listening to Newlywed Cast, only on Wedding Podcast Network. Thanks for listening.